All right, diving right in today, we're going to be looking at how businesses got to be thinking if they want to not just make it in this crazy digital age we're in, but like really kill it, and the secret sauce, making their whole operation sustainable. We've got this awesome guide we're digging into that shows how the smartest companies out there are doing just that. And get this, they're not just doing good for the planet, they're making bank while they're at it.
You hit the nail on the head. It's not just some feel-good thing anymore. This guide really breaks it down, showing how going sustainable can be a gold mine for innovation, saving companies a ton of money and helping them create a brand that actually means something to people today.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're like getting ready for a big presentation, trying to keep up with what's hot in the business world, or just want to be in the know about how businesses can actually make a positive impact, this is the deep dive for you. Let's get right to it. What does sustainability even really mean when we're talking business?
It's way more than just a buzzword that everyone's throwing around, that's for sure. It means you're looking at the whole picture, like how a company treats the environment, their impact on society, and if they're built to last in the long run. It's all about finding that balance where making money and being responsible actually work together.
So we're not just talking about using recycled paper in the office. This is like a total change in how businesses do their thing.
Bingo. And the cool thing is that all this tech we have nowadays gives us some serious tools to actually pull this off. Think about it. We can use tech to cut down on waste, make products that are eco-friendly, and even make those crazy complicated supply chains more transparent and ethical.
Wow, so this is like a real game changer, but I bet some folks are thinking, why should I even care? Like, why is everyone suddenly saying sustainability is a must-have for businesses?
Because things are changing and fast. People are actually putting their money where their mouth is. They're choosing brands that actually care about the same stuff they do. Investors are looking closely at how companies are handling things like, the environment, social issues, and how they're governed, ESG, it's called. And governments are cracking down with stricter rules to tackle climate change and all those social inequalities we see. Ignoring all this is a recipe for disaster if you want to stay in the game.
Sounds like if you want to succeed in business these days and maybe even just survive, you got to be taking sustainability seriously.
Exactly. And the awesome part is that tech is giving businesses the power to not just deal with these challenges, but turn them into straight-up opportunities.
This guide actually goes deep on the tech side of things, and gotta say, some of this stuff sounds pretty futuristic. Let's start with AI and machine learning. How are those being used to make businesses more sustainable?
We're talking about applications that are seriously mind-blowing. Imagine AI checking out a company's energy use and telling them exactly where they're wasting power. That's huge. Not only does it save them money, but it shrinks their carbon footprint too.
It's like having some super efficient energy expert on call 247. That's wild. What about the Internet of Things? Everyone's talking about that. I'm still not sure what it means in the real world.
Think of it as a web of sensors and gadgets that are talking to each other, collecting data, and analyzing it all in real time. Like, you could have sensors in a factory that keep an eye on emissions, track how much waste is being made, and even warn managers if something's leaking or about to break down.
So instead of waiting for problems to blow up, businesses can fix them before they even start, saving a ton of waste and keeping things eco-friendly. That's amazing.
And then there's blockchain. Might sound like just another buzzword, but it's got a real part to play in making supply chains sustainable. Blockchain can help us trace where products come from, make sure those sustainability claims are legit, and basically build trust between businesses and customers.
That's huge, especially in industries where people really care about ethical sourcing and what their purchases are doing to the environment. It's like being able to follow every step of how your food was made from farm to table.
Exactly. That kind of transparency is becoming a must-have for companies that want to show they're the real deal and that they're actually responsible.
Okay, so we've seen how important sustainability is, and we've gotten a peek at some of the powerful tech that's driving it. But let's be real for a second. Going green usually feels like it's going to cost you an arm and a leg. Does this guide talk about the money side of things?
It does, and it makes a really strong case that putting your money into digital sustainability actually pays off big time. One of the biggest perks is saving money. Like we talked about, these digital tools can help companies become way more efficient, leading to less waste, small energy bills, and a smoother operation overall.
So it's not just about doing the right thing, it's about being smart and making decisions that help your business grow.
You got it. And that brings us to another awesome benefit, a much better brand image. People, especially the younger generations, are looking for companies that are actually making a positive impact on the world.
So being sustainable is what helps you stand out from the crowd.
Exactly. It's not just about getting new customers, it's about keeping the good ones and even attracting the best employees. People want to work for companies that share their values, and investors are more and more interested in businesses that are taking sustainability seriously.
It sounds like sustainability is becoming a core part of a company's identity, affecting everything from hiring to their reputation to how profitable they are in the long run.
You nailed it. And here's something that might surprise you. Going sustainable can actually spark some serious innovation.
I can see how that would happen. When you have to rethink how you do things or what materials you use, you're bound to come up with some creative solutions, right?
Exactly. The guide actually gives an example of a company that totally redesigned their packaging using AI software. They were able to cut down on material use by a whopping 15%, saving money and resources without sacrificing quality. And get this, their eco-friendly approach was a huge hit with customers. They loved that the company was committed to sustainability.
That's a great example. It really shows how embracing sustainability can lead to real, tangible results that affect the whole business. But let's get real for a second. I'm sure there are some challenges in actually putting these practices into action, especially for companies that are just starting out.
Of course, there are definitely hurdles. And the guide doesn't sugarcoat it. It actually spends a good chunk of time talking about the real-world obstacles that businesses might face.
I'm curious about those challenges. What are some of the most common roadblocks companies run into when they're trying to go green?
One of the biggest ones is just not knowing enough. A lot of businesses, especially smaller ones, have no idea where to even begin. They might not know about the resources and tech that are out there, or even the best ways to make their operations sustainable.
So, education is key. It sounds like there's a real need for more resources and support to help businesses navigate this whole thing. What about the cost? Implementing some of this fancy tech can feel like a huge investment, especially for smaller businesses with tight budgets.
You're absolutely right. That initial cost of implementing some of these technologies can be a major roadblock for certain businesses. But the guide does point out some potential solutions, like government grants and incentives that are specifically designed to encourage sustainable practices. There are also opportunities for businesses to team up and share costs and knowledge.
That's good to know. At least there's some help out there for businesses trying to make these changes. But even if you've got the tools and the cash, I can imagine it's still tough to get everyone on board. Like, people get used to doing things a certain way, even when they know there's a better way.
You've hit on another big one, resistance to change. Switching to a more sustainable model, it often means changing how people think, how they work, even the whole company culture. That can be scary, even for companies that are totally committed to going green.
So, how do you get over that hump, that fear of the unknown? What's the guide say about that?
It all comes down to leadership. The people at the top, they need to be the champions for these changes. They got to clearly explain the benefits to their teams, and this is key. They got to get their employees involved in making the decisions. When people feel like they're part of the solution, like they're actually making a difference, that's when real change happens.
Makes sense. Sustainability can't just be something that's forced on people, it's got to be a team effort. Okay, so we've covered why sustainable business practices are so important and how they can be done. Now, where does a company even start?
The guide, it recommends kicking things off with a sustainability audit. Basically, you take a hard look at everything your company is doing, check out how much energy you're using, how much waste you're producing, and the environmental impact of your whole supply chain.
So it's like taking inventory of your company's impact, finding the spots where you can improve, and setting realistic goals.
Exactly. Once you know where you stand, you can start setting clear, measurable targets. Not just vague ideas, but specific goals, like saying, we're going to cut carbon emissions by X percent in the next Y years.
So making real commitments and holding yourselves accountable.
That's it. And that accountability, it goes for your partners too. The guide, it stresses how important it is to work with vendors and suppliers who are also eco-friendly.
Because to be in a truly sustainable business, you need a sustainable network, right? It's
Yeah,
all about working together.
exactly. And to get people inspired, the guide shows off some success stories. It highlights companies that are actually putting these principles into practice and seeing the benefits.
They focus on two companies that are doing things right, Patagonia and Tesla.
Patagonia, they've been all about sustainability forever. They're known for making quality products that are good for the environment and speaking out for environmental causes. Sustainability is like part of their DNA.
And Tesla, they're like the poster child for innovation and sustainability. They're proving that you can shake up a whole industry and still be good to the planet.
They've set the bar high, showing that when you combine sustainability with innovation, you can achieve some amazing things.
Those are some inspiring examples. But what about the smaller companies out there? The ones that don't have the same kind of resources as Patagonia or Tesla? What does the guide have to say to them?
The guide recognizes that small and medium-sized businesses, SMEs, they often face different challenges when it comes to sustainability. They might not have a lot of money, staff, or technical expertise.
So it's about finding practical solutions that fit their needs and their budget.
Exactly. The guide makes it clear that even small changes can add up. Something as simple as using energy-efficient light bulbs or going paperless can make a difference.
Those are changes that any business can make, no matter how big or small.
Right. And there are also digital tools out there that are affordable and can help SMEs reduce their impact on the environment. Like cloud computing, it can replace those big, power-hungry servers, saving you money and energy.
So even small businesses can use tech to go green. What other advice does the BE Guide give to SMEs?
One big tip is to work together. SMEs can team up, share what they know, and learn from each other.
It's about creating a support system, a group effort to make sustainability achievable for everyone.
Exactly. And that leads us to another important part of sustainability, tracking your progress and reporting it.
Because you can't improve something if you don't know how you're doing, right?
Yeah.
If you're serious about sustainability, you need to show that you're putting in the effort.
You got it. The guide really stresses transparency. Businesses need to track important metrics, like their energy use, how much carbon they're emitting, and how much waste they're reducing. And they need to be open about how they're doing.
So it's about putting out sustainability reports, being upfront about your goals, and showing everyone that you're committed to doing the right thing.
Right. And there are tools to help with this, like ESG software. It can make collecting and reporting data much easier so you can show everyone that you're walking the walk when it comes to sustainability.
So it's not just about doing good. It's about showing that you're doing good. Transparency is key.
Absolutely. And speaking of the future, one of the most interesting parts of the guide is its look at what's coming up in digital sustainability.
I'm all ears. What are some of the trends that stood out to you?
One that's really taking off is the circular economy. It's about moving away from that old take-make-dispose model and designing products that can be reused and recycled.
So it's about cutting down on waste, keeping materials in use for longer, and creating a more sustainable system overall.
Exactly. And this connects to another trend, green cloud computing. As more businesses move to the cloud, it's becoming more and more important to make those data centers energy efficient.
So making those cloud solutions themselves sustainable.
Exactly. Another trend that's really cool is AI-driven personalization. It's about using AI to create better, more tailored customer experiences while cutting down on waste.
So instead of making tons of products that might end up in the trash, companies can use data to create personalized solutions that people actually need.
Precisely. Think about a clothing company that uses AI to analyze customer data and make clothes that fit perfectly on demand. This means less waste from overproduction and returns, and it makes customers happier.
That's a fantastic example. It really shows how AI can drive both sustainability and innovation. But with all this new tech, are there any downsides we need to be aware of? Any ethical concerns?
It's always important to be careful with new technology, and that includes these digital sustainability solutions. They have a lot of potential for good, but we need to watch out for unintended consequences. For example, as we rely more on AI and data, we got to make sure these systems are fair and equitable.
That's a really important point. It's easy to get caught up in all the cool new tech, but we can't forget about the human side of things.
You got it. We need to make sure these technologies benefit everyone, not just a select few. And we got to be mindful of the potential for job losses as automation becomes more common.
So it's about finding a balance, using the power of technology while also protecting workers and promoting social equity.
Exactly. It's a tough challenge, but one we need to tackle head on.
Well, this has been a really eye-opening conversation. I feel like I've learned so much about how sustainability works in the digital age. But before we wrap up, I'd love to hear what you think all this means for regular people, those of us who aren't CEOs or sustainability experts.
That's a great question. Sustainability, it's not just something that happens in big companies. It's something we can all be a part of in our everyday lives.
So what can regular people do to promote sustainability, even if they don't have a lot of power at their job?
One of the most impactful things is to just be more mindful about what we buy. Think about the products you choose, the companies you support, and how your choices affect the environment and society.
So it's about using our buying power to support companies that do the right thing.
Exactly. And it doesn't have to be all or nothing. Every little bit counts. Maybe you start bringing your own bags to the grocery store, eat less meat, or take public transportation more often.
Those are great ideas. And I imagine that as more people demand sustainable options, businesses will have to listen.
Absolutely. Consumer demand is a huge force for change. And we can also use our voices to speak up. Talk to your friends and family about sustainability. Support organizations that are fighting to protect the environment. And hold businesses accountable for their actions.
It sounds like it's a team effort, with individuals, businesses, and even policymakers all working together to build a more sustainable future.
You nailed it. And remember, sustainability isn't about giving things up or making life harder. It's about creating a better world for ourselves and future generations.
I love that message. It's great that we've gone beyond just talking about the business side of sustainability and really focused on what individuals can do and why it's a shared responsibility.
It's a really exciting time to be involved in this.
Mm.
There's a real sense of urgency, but also a sense of possibility.
Mm-hmm.
And I truly believe that if we work together, we can make sustainability a reality, not just a dream.
I love that. It's not just about fixing things. It's about making things better. And that's really inspiring.
It is. It's incredible to see how much creative energy is going into this whole sustainability thing. Companies are coming up with awesome solutions, and customers are demanding better options. It's a really powerful combo.
Okay, we've covered a lot of ground here. We've talked about why sustainability matters, how to do it, and what the future might hold. But before we wrap up, I want to bring it back to our listeners. You know, we've been talking about big companies and all this cool technology, but what does it mean for someone just starting out in their career or maybe thinking about launching their own business?
It means sustainability isn't just some extra thing anymore. It's a must-have. If you want to succeed in today's world, you need to understand these ideas and be ready to use this tech.
So it's not just about knowing how to recycle or save energy. It's about understanding how sustainability is changing everything, about how businesses work, from how they operate to how they market themselves to how they treat their customers.
That's right. And it's about being flexible, because this whole area is constantly changing. New technologies are popping up. What customers expect is shifting, and the rules are changing too. So you got to be willing to learn and adapt.
Yeah, that makes total sense. It sounds like the future belongs to the people who can see sustainability as both a challenge and a chance to do things better. Okay, we've definitely given our listeners a lot to think about. But before we sign off, I'd love to leave them with one last thought, something that'll really make them think.
Here's something to chew on. Imagine a world where every decision a business makes, no matter how big or small, takes into account what it'll do to the planet and their profits. How would that change everything? Our industries, our economy, even our whole society? It's a huge question, but it's worth thinking about.
Wow, that's a powerful image. It reminds us that sustainability isn't about just making a few small changes here and there. It's about totally changing how we think about success, about what it means to be a responsible business in today's world.
Exactly. And that's what's so exciting about this whole thing. It's not just about fixing problems. It's about creating something new and better. It's about building a future where businesses are doing good in the world, where making money and having a purpose actually go hand in hand.
Couldn't have said it better. I think our listeners are leaving today with a much deeper understanding of why sustainable business practices matter, how to do it, and what's coming next.
I hope so. And I encourage everyone listening to dig into that source material. There's so much great info in there, practical advice, and inspiring stories about companies that are leading the charge.
Great advice. So that's a wrap on our deep dive into sustainable business in the digital age. But the conversation doesn't end here. We'd love to hear what you think, what questions you have, and even your own experiences with sustainability in your workplace.
Come find us on social media, share your thoughts, and let's keep talking about this. The future's got to be green, and we all have a part to play in making that happen.
Thanks for joining us on the deep dive. We'll catch you next time.